and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Hey guys, welcome back. Be sure to check out the show notes at the bottom of this recording because I usually have a lot of cute little tidbits along the way, and you also get to follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Magical Garden. All the information will be down below.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to get right in it. It is a hot summer's, well, is it official? You know what? It's officially summer. As I record this episode, it is summer, June 23 to be exact. I want to talk about persevering, pushing through, and not allowing circumstances to detour you from your goals. Now, that was a mouthful. I have been dealing for the last couple of days, actually for the last 48 hours, with some technical issues, and a lot of it was on me. I'm still learning. And the thing about it with all of these gadgets, there is a learning curve. And I'm a type of person, although I do read the manual, I would say I skim the manual because I've been dealing with technology for quite some time. So I'm pretty comfortable to a degree. With that being said, there's a lot of new things and I had to learn. With that being said, I hit a roadblock because I didn't understand certain things. And rather than pull my hair out, something inside of me would not allow me to give up. Like, one thing about me, I really do have a one-track mind, and you take it how you want it, right? Because sometimes that can work against you. But I feel that my one-track mind kicks into gear when I am focused and I really want to get something done. I was dealing with some mic issues, and basically I had to like render some things, and I have a tendency to have too much in one file. So I'm gonna leave that right there. But now that we have that all clear, but I was so proud of myself because there was something inside of me that would not give up. I knew I would find an answer. I knew that I would get through. I knew that things would work out. I just didn't know how. And the reason why I particularly believe that this mindset came about is because I'm always pressing on that button. What do I mean by that? Okay. I'm sure you guys have seen different people go into those games with obstacle courses where they put themselves in these like crazy elements and just to either like maybe sometimes it's for free, it's for a worthy cause. It could be anything. Some of it has something to do with money too. Sometimes you get it like it's for a big prize. No matter the reason why a person would put themselves in the most uncomfortable situations, I personally believe it builds tenacity. When you purposeful put yourself in uncomfortable situations, this triggers and tricks the mind to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I know for me, there was a good 2 years that I was doing this. Like, I was going hard to the gym, guys. I still work out every day, but I'm not a gym goer the way I used to. Although that being said, I paused my membership for a little bit and it's about to kick back in. So your girl's going to be right back in the gym. I love having that opportunity, right? It's not only great for the mind, it's great for the body. And it's a little piece, right? A little piece of the corner for yourself where you can like just focus on you. Anyway, with that being said, I would walk to and fro in like 13 degree weather, dare I say 11 to 12, okay? Really cold. and not a long distance, but in that, when it's cold like that, it could feel a ways. And yeah, I could have took the Uber to brave the cold, but I purposely did that to myself, because what I realized, especially when I started lifting weights, guys, that like pushing your body and being uncomfortable and persevering within that phase of being comfortable, or that space of being uncomfortable, you build a muscle in that area. So moving forward to me spending 48 hours, guys, taking care of the things in the back end, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, and I'm sure any creator in any form understands what I'm talking about, which is having to make do what's in front of you, pushing through the uncomfortable situations, believing in yourself, knowing that you're going to find an answer. You may not know how, but you're going to find an answer. And sticking with this allowed me not only to keep the item, because I said to myself, the equipment is not cheap. I was like, I'm sending it back. I don't know what happened. I thought it was a software issue. Come to find out, it was an Elizabeth issue, right? But we got down to the bottom of it. But I would have never got here, and I would have never been able to share this with you guys if I was a quitter, right? And I know that could be a sensitive topic for some people, because no one wants to feel defeated. No one wants to be defeated. We have all gone through things in life where we have found ourselves being on a defeative end, and that's okay. Somebody said something to me. They was working on achieving something, and they achieved the goal, but it was messy along the way, and the focus was on the mess. And I said to her, I said, but you completed it. And she was like, but I did it. This, I said, but you completed it. You completed the task. I knew that I was going to get this thing to work. I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of things working on trying to get this to work. So that was a plus. And that type of belief system, I truly believe that you cannot go wrong with. I believe that the Creator God blesses the people that just won't quit. There has to be some type of leverage in that, because not everybody can do that. You know, I almost threw in a towel, but something just wouldn't let me. It was like I had the eye of the tiger. If you saw Rocky movies, you know what I'm talking about. Go watch. Having topics that really focuses on a person's resilience, because you need a level of resilience to be able to achieve any type of goal in life. No one said that it's going to be an easy task. If it was, everybody would do it, right? But you can obtain tools that will allow you to confront life when life is confronting you. I'm going to repeat that. You can acquire tools that will allow you to confront life when life is confronting you. Guys, be sure to check out all the links down below so you'll be privy every time I have something new coming, because I do have a lot of things that I am preparing. I'm a one-woman show. Love every minute. This is what it is right now. With that being said, I'm really making it a point to reach a certain level this year, and it's going to take a lot of work on my part, a lot of sacrifices. I have full confidence that we are all escalating. I have confidence that we this year, 2025, have achieved our goals. We are dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Okay, guys, stay blessed, stay in peace, and stay empowered. Peace. Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing And I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.